This goes to Dr. Freestone, F-R-E-E-S-T-O-N-E. Fax 989-875-8304, and Dr. Krepostman, K-R-E-P-O-S-T-M-A-N, fax 989-956-4105, regarding Penelope, P-E-N-E-L-O-P-E, Arnold, A-R-N-O-L-D, date of birth May 15th of 1946. Dear doctors, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Arnold, with stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, and hyperkalemia. Her last visit was January 18th of 2022. She had her right total knee replacement done in January of 2022 also, and had not been able to get outside or do much exercise following the procedure. But she has been limiting caloric intake and decreasing portion sizes dramatically. And she's lost 19 pounds over the last 5 months. She states that she's feeling very well. She's going to be able to get out and do some gentle exercising and a little bit of walking now that the weather is getting better. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain, palpitations. No dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. She does not require oxygen. No edema. No cloudiness or blood in the urine. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the Avapro 150 milligram daily. And she is not using any oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. Physical exam, weight 179 pounds, blood pressure 125 over 70. Labs, most recent lab studies were done May 13th of 2022. Creatinine was slightly improved at 1.6. Estimated GFR is 31. Albumin 3.9, calcium is 9.7, sodium 140, potassium more elevated than usual. She usually runs 5.2. This one is 5.8. She's been eating a lot of high potassium foods recently. Carbon dioxide 24, phosphorus 3.8, hemoglobin 12.5 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels and slightly improving creatinine levels. Diabetic nephropathy and hyperkalemia. The patient's going to start a strict low-potassium diet. We're mailing her information on all the foods to avoid with high potassium content, as well as the allowed foods with lower potassium levels. We're going to repeat her labs within the next 2 to 3 weeks. If the potassium level does not normalize, and we'd like it between 3.5 and 5.5, but if it remains over 5.5, we'll consider decreasing the ibosartan at least by half, cutting it to 75 milligram daily, or possibly having to hold that particular med. But we're hoping that we won't have to do that, that we can control the potassium with the diet. And the patient will continue to have monthly lab studies done, and she'll be rechecked by this practice in the next 4 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.